Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, a little drink and toast with a shot of the day. Noah Sherlock is on the way as well. In the meantime, it is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Sometimes we ask questions and then we get answers. Why the hell did you call the movie Cinderella if her name's Ella? Just call it Ella. People explain. Cinderella's name is Ella, but the stepsisters teased her by calling her a cinder wench because she had to deal with the cinders in the fireplace, so they called her Cinder
All right.
Ella.
I wasn't too far off.
Yeah, I thought you were just joking, man. Yeah.
You wench?
Yeah, now I know. All right, John, welcome back to the program.
What's up, guys?
All right, here is your question. What Hollywood tough guy was almost vice president under George H.W. Bush? Was it Clint Eastwood, Charlton Heston, or James Brolin?
Eastwood.
That's correct. Yeah, I guess at the time, his campaign was struggling, and Eastwood was the mayor, was it Carmel, California, whatever
sure.
it was.
Or Pebble Beaches.
Right, so he was going to reach
Carmel.
Out.
Carmel.
He was going to, Carmel, right.
Did you go to a wedding there?
Did you?
I went to a rehearsal dinner on the beach of Carmel. You could see the golf course. It wasn't like on the golf course.
Right. Close enough.
Yeah, it was super fancy. You know who it was.
I can. Based on that, yes.
James.
All you have to do is say that.
Yeah.
The dude who has the money for you to have to be there. But
yeah,
they reached out to Clint Eastwood, but at the last minute, he went with Dan Quayle.
I can see there. Yeah,
well they said,
there's two choices.
Who should I go with? And a lot of people, man, go with Eastwood. He's in politics. He has charisma, right? And he's digging what you're laying down, right? But in the end, so well, this Quayle guy, man, he's a good-looking dude. He's an up-and-comer, but he couldn't spell potato and everything went
potato,
down.
Potato, potato.
That used to matter back then.
Big Dummy is the game, 844-999-OLA.
And basically, I mean, it was like, could you believe he put an E? It's like, well,
yeah.
If you spell potatoes...
You put the E, right?
Hey.
Yeah. Have you seen some of the things we have to read? Come on. Just say. Hello, Shelby. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Shelby, welcome to the show. Are you sober or not sober today, Shelby?
Sober.
Sober, Shelby. Welcome to the show. All right, Shelby, our men's room poll. You have to eat food after testicles have been dipped in it. Thanks to our friends in Tennessee, as a Tennessee man is accused of dipping testicles in someone's salsa. So the choices are you going to eat salsa, tartar, milkshake, or queso?
I would say salsa because I think they should be in as much misery as me. And I know that would burn some guy's testicles.
All right.
I know some guys whose testicles would be fried right up to dip in salsa. All right. Here is your question. And it's multiple choice. All of the drool in the movie Aliens, it's either Vaseline, KY jelly, or Crisco. Which is it? So every time you see them drooling, and they love to focus on that, mouths hanging open, all slop falling out.
Can you give me the answers one more time?
It is either Vaseline, KY jelly, or Crisco.
KY jelly.
It is.
Nice.
Okay.
That's right. There
you go. Your lube.
They don't have a pretty mouth, but it's ready to go.
Crisco, but Crisco probably would not drip.
Not
unless it was heated to a certain temperature or was just right there on the bubble, you know.
I'm curious to know, and maybe I can look this up, how much KY jelly they had to purchase for the Alien movies. Right? Because if they showed the Alien, it was drooling. They have that problem.
Yeah, exactly. Big Dummy is the game, 844-999-OLA. Who's our next contestant ready to play?
Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Big
Hola.
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 Robbie, sober or not sober?
I am driving, so I'm sober.
All right, Rob, welcome to the show. All right, our men's room poll, you got to pick one to eat. Testicles dipped in salsa, tartar, milkshake, or queso?
I'll say salsa. I first heard that as thought it was eat the testicles, not
No.
Yeah.
This food item has just had testicles dipped into it.
Yeah, that's all.
salsa.
Yeah, we didn't want to be disgusting or anything.
Junkie salsa.
All right, here. Let's see here.
It is weird. The older you get, the more you enjoy the chunks.
It is kind of strange.
Like when I was a kid, I just got chips wet.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah. Right, throw a little bit of orange tint to them. All right, have you seen the movie Spaceballs?
I have.
All right. Then you have a good chance of getting this. In the movie Spaceballs, what does the bumper sticker say on the back of Lone Star's ship?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Any guesses?
Hang loose?
No.
Where's the beef?
I love Uranus. That is the bumper sticker.
Never gets old.
On the back of a ship.
Never gets old.
I love Uranus, yes. All right, next question, fresh off the presses. Which Beverly Hills 90210 actor just suffered a massive stroke?
Oh, Matthew Perry.
He wasn't on that show.
Luke Perry. It's Luke Perry.
Oh.
So the dreamy one.
He was only 73 years old when he played a high school student.
He had a receding hairline.
All right.
Yeah, I think Luke Perry was age appropriate. It was the girl that played Andrea.
She was way older than
she was.
But he is, Luke Perry, I was reading this today, he's 3 years older than I am.
All right.
So whenever that show came, like, I would not have been age appropriate when that show, I was just out of that range. So he's older than me.
Is he all right? Does anyone know?
Massive stroke.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
And the publicist is like, he's in the hospital. That's all I can
say. Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
All right. Here, well, it depends on the context. If there's a brothel called Massive Stroke, like, I am in. All right, here is your question.
Yeah, Robert Kraft got that.
Yeah, I'm here for the Massive Stroke.
Okay.
Which insect was Buddy Holly's backing band named after?
Bees.
Crickets. I just learned that.
Crickets. Yeah. Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
Okay. Yeah, my girlfriend's going to kill me for not knowing the answer to that one.
Is she a big Buddy Holly fan?
Yes, she is.
How?
Is she like 70?
No, she's only 20-something.
Really? Man, can you stand it or do you just tolerate it because she likes it?
No, she's hot and...
Got it. Say no more.
The ratio hasn't quite been met yet.
Say no more. I get it. She's hot. Doesn't matter. Yeah, she used to throw darts on my face. Like, yeah, okay. All right, in 1919, what state became the first state to tax gasoline? It's one of two states because to this day, you still cannot pump your own gas there.
Oh, simple.
Pennsylvania?
Jersey.
Oregon.
Oregon, damn it.
Yeah, Jersey and Oregon are the only two, I want to say, where you cannot legally pump your own gas.
You can't.
Right.
And know what, dude? Do you find, like, the self-serve, full-serve anymore? Like, options and
state? No. Either you pump your own gas or you're in Oregon or New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's always awkward. You don't know how to act.
No, it's cool as hell.
Do they come out to you?
So weird.
I mean, like,
it's like, can I go in and get some Doritos while you do this?
You can go in and take care of whatever you need. They'll clean your windshield.
Oh,
and they'll ask if you, like, want the full car wash, whatever. They'll just tack everything
on.
Like, it's great. And they're so friendly. Some places they even wear the little hats. It's awesome.
See, that's what I grew up with, man. Now you get out of the car, like, what you want? All right, multiple choice. Destiny's Child, TLC, or the Spice Girls. Which group was originally going to be called Touch?
TLC.
No, it's the Spice Girls.
Sadly, Miles, you're correct.
I know everything about the Spice Girls. You know, Victoria Beckham wasn't even the first choice. They brought her on after the fact. That's why she's the link in the group.
What kind of spice was she?
Can you name the spices?
She was vanilla.
There was scary.
Mel.
Nutmeg.
There was scary, sporty, baby, ginger, posh.
Why do you know that?
Because they hit in around 1999. I was a senior in high school. Their music videos were excellent.
Watch every one of them on mute.
Yeah. I mean, that's why TRL was so great.
All right.
Well, that and Britney Spears had just come out.
Sure.
Yeah, that was a game changer. Which Rocky co-star did Stallone allow to really punch him during filming and it ended up almost killing him?
Well, Dolph Lundgren.
I was going to say, any of the guys that he fought against, I could see that being a scenario that could likely happen.
It never looked like me.
But you know, Mr. T either... hit him, and you said, like, hey, man, he almost killed him when he took a shot from Mr. T. You go, yeah. If he said it was Dolph Lundgren, you'd say the same thing.
Yeah, I think he...
Or Apollo Creed, hell.
He hit him in the ribs, and, like, he broke his ribs. I mean, like, punctured a longer side, but it was a lot worse than they thought it
was.
It
wasn't like Carl Weathers was small.
No, exactly.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Garrett. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Garrett.
Hello.
Hola. Garrett, sober, not sober?
Hola. Not sober.
Welcome to the show, Garrett.
I'm finding out you can now pump your own gas in Oregon.
Oh, really? Are you for real?
It changed last year. Yeah, a bunch of people are letting us know.
Garrett, pick one to eat. Will it be testicles dipped in salsa, tartar, milkshake, or queso?
Well, I've thought about this, and I figured I'd probably have to go with some jalapeno queso.
All right. Okay. Jalapeno queso it is.
I appreciate the people who are adding their own varieties to you know, the strawberry banana milkshake, etc. All right. To make a Harvey Wallbanger, you need vodka, Galliano, and what juice?
I have not a clue. I don't drink much in the way of hard liquor.
Cranberry?
Orange.
Orange. Mm.
All right, here's your question. Which singer joined Mel Gibson in Mad Max?
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
The Tina Turner.
That is, in fact, Tina Turner.
Yeah, Tina Turner.
She don't need another hero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was that the song that she did?
Yeah. It was about Beyond
that
Thunderdome.
Song, yeah, I remember the movie.
Remember her legs and all that stuff?
Yeah, I remember her legs.
The big hair.
And you sounded like Cher.
Right.
You sound like Cher. Cher sounds like the female, who's, you don't know me, Michael McDonald.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right, you know what I mean? Like, if Michael McDonald were Cher, right, he could sing what she sings, you wouldn't even know.
That's another one of your favorite songs, isn't it? Believe
Jesus
by Cher.
Christ. Brings up there smooth.
You can talk up the post on that one, can't you?
It's like a love-starved Muppet singing to you.
Head Chef is on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has food that's gone too far. Noah Sherlock coming up. We've got your emails next from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Head Chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has food that's gone too far right after emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Start with the birthdays. Hola, this is my 18th free ride around the sun. Got to listen to you guys on my 17th birthday, and I wanted to celebrate with the big old Leroy Jenkins and you guys talking all over yourselves about racing and beer. Thanks, guys, and keep up with the laughs. That from Jordan.
Let's do this. Leroy!
Well, Jordan, since you're 18 years old, when I was 18 years old, I never tasted any Can you wish my coworker Kale a happy birthday, whether your penis is too small, a suck it up cupcake, and the dirty Germans talking about delivering gases? I'll thank you guys. That from his coworker in Moses Lake.
Yeah, I expect you will be delivering much gas when I remove my meat plug.
Yes, you know, sometimes that's not gas. It's just a buildup of air. Also, Kale, I can't provide you with any grass. Gas? You're too bitter.
Guys, I want to wish my husband, Jeff, a very happy birthday. He's the best. Can he have a little kid fish sandwich and a Leroy Jenkins? Thank you guys so much. That from the lovely Maria.
Fish sandwich!
Leroy Jenkins?
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, man.
Let's do this. Leroy!
Joel, I want to wish my little brother Evan a happy 24th birthday. Recently got a job working in the electrical field. Going to get a birthday shout out with the dirty Germans talking about being electricians and electricians' apprentices. Pulling wire, running rope, all that. That from Taylor.
Yeah, you will be running many wires and certainly pulling much rope. Just one, the skin rope.
Yeah, since, I mean, all this pulling, would it kill you to give it a tug?
Yeah, put that prong in your outlet.
Yeah. Alternating power. We'll both take turns.
Yeah.
Alternating current.
Guys, it's JD's birthday. He is an AE in your office, and he would love a special birthday message. He really likes all of your options, so whatever shout-out most tickle your fancy, that would work great. Thank you, guys, for all you do. Rock on. That from the wife, Katie. How about a couple your penis is too small for him?
That's had to be hest of every all the co-workers.
And then we'll get some dirty Germans talking about what it's like to work with him.
Yeah, he is the one I like to watch most stand behind his cubicle and stare at the back of his neck.
Yes, I mean, besides that beard and that hair, my favorite part about JD is just that there's always a D on him.
Yeah, and the side buns tickle my thighs.
Happy birthday, JD. I came by your desk. You weren't there.
Fellas, can I get a shout-out for my birthday? My girlfriend's birthday. Girlfriend Julia, she's 28 today, and I thought it'd be cool for her to get you guys to give her a happy birthday. How about a little kidfish sandwich and some dirty Germans talking about pet groomers? Also, we celebrate my dad's birthday annually today, but he's technically a leap year baby. I know how you guys are about birthday. Sorry, Dad. I tried. Thanks a lot, you guys. Rock that from Jeff.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, for your birthday, I will let you groom my hamster.
I see now. So, picturing this hamster without hair. Happy birthday. If you're a leap year baby, you're dominating for your age.
Guys, name is Joe. I love the dirty Germans and a Joey Chestnut, please.
Joey Chestnut!
Yeah, funny he should say that. That's what happens when a kangaroo straddles you.
Yeah, did you ever try to fit a foot-long hot dog into a 6-inch bun?
It can be done.
Yeah. You know, where there's pain, there's pleasure. That's what we say in Germany.
Yeah. Stop screaming. It just means you like it.
But Joel's a long-time listener since the Buzz days, and I've never had a birthday shout-out on your show. A year or two ago, I sent you guys in a shout-out for my then-boyfriend. Maybe you remember. I said he was a terrible boyfriend, but great in the sack. Well, less than a week later, he cheated on me. Insert sad trombone noise.
Oh, hang on. Let me give her the sad trombone.
Give him the, give
to
her
be
the,
fair, you said he's great in the sack, and now you have corroboration.
Give her the sad, rusty one.
Robin, you might have to write a poem for her.
Guys, I've since come to the conclusion that a birthday wish from the men's room leads to exciting new sex in the near future. So this year, it is my turn. Work your magic, boys, and bless me with the sound of turtles making sweet, sweet love. That from Denise in New Orleans, who says, I'm happy that your show followed me down to Nolens. And if you all are ever down here, I'll hook you up with some delicious Indian food from one of my boss's restaurants.
Done and done.
Okay, have a little turtle wax, please.
Yeah, you'll have sex with a turtle this year.
Guys, birthday shout out. Happy 41st birthday, Hubblicious. Can I get a what the F is that, bro? And a your penis is too small. Thank you, guys. That from Starla.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
Want to wish my fiance Cindy happy birthday and some dirty Germans. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no problem at all. I want to lay you down, spread your legs. It looks like the scream mask.
Yes, you know, hopefully you have the same expression on your face, too. So we ever seen fits.
Guys, I like the dirty Germans and a humping turtle to wish my wonderful husband, Joel, a happy birthday today. Thanks so much. Have a great day. That from Elizabeth.
Yeah, I can't wait to visit your Joel hole.
Yes, you can come over and enjoy some trifle spits.
Hello, guys. Today is the birthday for our friend Bonnie Ruggenberg. She's an all-around great friend, wife, and mom. How about a cut that bitch off and a suck-it-up cupcake for Bonnie, please. Thank you all for that from the Bonnie Lake Cowboy.
Cut that bitch off. Next call.
So, suck it up, cupcake.
One more birthday shout-out. As you know, Brian Thorpe here, who is the marketing guru at the men's room.
We have the band?
And all things. I don't believe we have the band.
Oh, son of a...
What's his birthday today? Brian is turning 54 years old, so we just want to make sure
he's
we give
that
it...
that young?
He is.
Jesus, he looks like crap.
He does. We're going to get
and Brian... Oh, yeah.
This is his music.
Yes, exactly. Brian Thorpe.
It's his birthday today. 54. What did I say? 55?
54.
57 years old.
And he's the guy
this very day.
Who's planning the massive Show 3000 yes. party. He's the guy. Yeah. Like all of our events, mm-hmm. he is the guy.
That's why we're going to have such a blowout, and it's all because of the birthday boy himself, Brian Thorpe, 58 years old.
I can feel it coming.
Miles, yep. You should mention that too.
What's that?
Gave you a little note there. Brian Thorpe is a
huge Arsenal fan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Did not know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I had no idea.
Loves the Gunners.
Is that why he was wearing a Tottenham shirt yesterday?
I was going to say.
That's so odd.
But can we give
because
Brian,
I would never wear a Steelers shirt, you know, being a Ravens fan. I think that's very cool of him to wear a Tottenham shirt.
In his idea, North London should be red.
I can't wait till he gets that Flacco jersey we got him.
Oh, why didn't we do that?
Maybe we'll go old school and tuck it in.
Maybe we did.
Maybe we did.
And can we give him a Your Penis Is Too Small?
All right, guys, here we go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, 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 happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Just a couple more here. Let's see. Dirty Undies. This is from our underwear story. Guys, I was 17, had my own apartment, and worked full-time after school. I'd wait until all my clothes were dirty before making the trip to the laundromat. Well, my boyfriend's sister, who was always high on crank, came to visit right before I was headed out to go do laundry. Flash forward a few weeks, we're at my boyfriend's mom's house, and there were two pairs of my underwear on her dryer. I asked her about them. She said her daughter had borrowed them from me the last time she was at our house. So his methed-out sister took two pairs of my dirty panties to wear and later gave them to her mom to wash.
I mean, meth gonna do what meth, you know, like.
I'm telling you, that's the stuff they needed to put in the D.A.R.E. program. They gave us all the wrong info, but it's like, one, pointed a picture of someone. See all those teeth that are missing? Meth. You know who's wearing someone else's dirty underwear? Meth.
Yep. Ola Macholas, I was catching up on your podcast. Here you guys talking about memorable names. Well, in high school, in my science class, we had a student teacher with the name Miss Ball. One day, we had a substitute teacher for our actual teacher in that class. Her name was Mrs. Sack. So we had Miss Ball and Mrs. Sack in the same class. That was the best day of my life. Some other funny names I've come across in Schwann delivery driver by the name of Falcon Sprinkle, and a kid I went to elementary school with named Skipper Bird. Rock on, bitches. That from the Daddy Sachi. And one more. A little bit Chola's on the subject of tanning. I started tanning a few months ago. It dawned on me. While being a grower, should I start trying to arouse myself so I do not get tiger stripes on my schlong?
They're great.
I then start singing Eye of the Tiger for the rest of the day.
I don't know, man. I don't think I'd want to be fired up in there.
No, I don't think I would either. It's too hot.
But it's going to look like a skin candy cane when he's done.
But sadly, I knew a girl that worked at one of those places. People do some bad things in those beds.
That's why you got to wash them all off when you're done.
Absolutely.
It's still as bad as you think through.
No way, Sherlock. We're going to drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first...
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
That was fun.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. A lot of things, a lot of foods, beverages can go too far. Now, recently, I've had to apologize to the Reese's Company and Mr. Miles Montgomery because there was a giant Reese's, the big cup, that was filled with Reese's Pieces.
Yeah,
And I said,
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah. Seems like too much.
Mm-hmm.
Miles said, I think it'll be good. And I said, you're crazy. I had one, and I was like, I'll get it. It's delicious.
Yeah.
That wasn't too far.
No, it's not.
Right. So some of these, you guys tell me if it's too far or not. You want to start with a beverage? You want to start with something you can't eat for years?
What is that?
All right. Good news. We have two options here. Number one is you can now buy a 28-pound bucket of pancake mix that'll last you to 2029.
No.
Remember BJ's whole wear clubhouse?
Yeah. Both dead.
In the warehouse with the mound. Right.
The bucket, so they're selling this bucket there, all right? The bucket contains 276 versions. versions. Servings. The bucket costs you $62.
Oh, my God.
Is it that much trouble to mix the freaking stuff to make
pancakes? Is pancake mix even expensive?
Right. I mean,
doesn't pancake mix go bad after about a year, year and a half? Anyway, most flour-based products, don't they only have a shelf life?
It's probably all right, but if it's already mixed. But to be fair, I'm sure they've added whatever preservatives.
Yeah, it's just a powdered mix.
Right. I mean, good. If I'm opening a restaurant, sure.
A pancake house, maybe.
Right.
But I have to be sold on that.
Yeah, it just seems a little insane. So that one, we'll agree. Too much.
Too much.
All right. Now, the next one is a huge product, too, but it's a little more up your taste buds. You guys like Parmesan cheese?
Of course.
Love it as much as Mike Hawk loves those crisps.
Uh-huh. Costco just started selling a 72-pound wheel of Parmesan.
Too much.
Costs $900.
Jeez, a whiz.
Look, I like Parmesan. I might even eat that much in a year, but... The one thing is, if I buy a 72-pound block of Parmesan, I get it home, and then you ask yourself, now what?
You're going to sell it out of the back of a van.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I got Parmesan.
Van cheese?
Yeah, van cheese.
Questionable. But you know what, Thrill? Don't be judgy. The cheese apparently gets great reviews, and if you do the math, it's $12.50 a pound, which is pretty good for real Parmesan.
You just go, I'm sure it's a good deal. You know, I'm sure the cheese is delicious. The problem is I have a 72 goddamn pound block in my house.
You know, they go around and they hit you with the Parmesan cheese at the Italian restaurants first, but they never come back with the cheese.
They never come back.
You could be the guy that comes around to all the restaurants, Italian style, and just ask people if they need some extra cheese, because you know damn well they do.
Dude, do you,
I
don't know.
Like, I don't work here. I know, but if you need more cheese, I got some van cheese.
I know you want more of this, and they're not bringing it back, and you don't want to ask. Here I am.
Dude, what you do is you just walk over to their table and you get, I don't know if Olive Garden still has them. These are those things that like they just spin the wheel.
Yeah,
spin
them.
So I want them home, man.
Now that you have this 72-pound wheel of cheese, like you walk over and you just shred some on there halfway through the meal and be like,
you're welcome.
That's a taste. Now, you want the last quarter of this meal to have more cheese, you know where to find me.
That's right.
I'll be over at tabletop six.
Right. I got van cheese. If you like this cheese, I can sell you a block.
I got a buddy named Ted. He's got some lawn meat out back.
Yeah, and pocket dogs.
But he's not stingy with the cheese.
Ask him about his pocket dogs.
All right, that's too much, I think.
All right, so those both?
Too much.
Too much.
Too much.
Yes. Yep. All right. Mike, I'm with you. All this stuff is ridiculous. All right. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Love it.
Trendsetter, if I will.
Sure.
Right, trendsetter. I'm trying to think of another word for whoever's out in front getting stuff done.
Trailblazer. Pioneer. Sure. Right.
They came to us with the double down. They said, the hell with your buns. We'll just put chicken, bacon, and cheese. Well, now... I don't know where they came up with this one.
They also did the KFC bowl, which was a little bit revolutionary.
You want a little bit of everything we have?
Yeah, exactly.
Just throw it all that ass in a bowl.
The KFC bowl basically is Thrill's nightmare, right? Aren't you you like your food separated?
Depending on the food, hell yeah.
Right. Whereas the KFC bowl is kind of more of my fantasy. It's like, put it all in one bowl on top of gravy. I don't know.
I'll eat it.
So now KFC just started testing a new item called the Cheetos sandwich. It's fried chicken sandwich that uses Cheetos as a topping and a special creamy cheese sauce made out of...
Cheetos.
I would try that.
Right now, they're testing it in Virginia, North Carolina, and Georgia. I got news for you. It's going to do good there.
Yeah. You're right.
Great.
That's where you're going to test.
Right. Somebody in one of those three states, I don't know, it ain't that healthy.
Test it in like Portland, Aspen, you know what I mean?
We're going to test chicken nuggets on fourth graders.
All right, Matt, so you're saying...
Smashing success.
I mean, come on. They love it.
You guys are all 10. Let's try these frozen pizzas. So what do we say? This one, you try it?
I would try it.
Yeah, definitely.
Might be too much, but I will wait to pass judgment.
You also are a trendsetter. Didn't you go out and get the giant Cheetos at Burger?
I didn't go.
You didn't go, right, but you tried them.
But friends of mine made a run, and I was able to purchase some and try it. Because they're like, we got to go. And I'm like, here's $5.
No, I'm just laughing.
Here's
$5.
I was
able to purchase some.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it seems like we might legit be running an underground condiment.
Well, they didn't have a car then, man. They're like, we're going now. We'll be back in 10. Like, choo, they were gone. We're all like, yes. And we were so excited. The anticipation was killing us. They're great.
All right, good.
They're really good.
By the way, anytime you're going to snack, most likely it'll be at 2:41 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
I missed it.
A brewery started selling a beer that tastes like Lucky Charms.
Stop. Too much. Too goddamn much.
The Smart Mouth Brewery in Norfolk, Virginia.
Oh, man.
It's releasing a new beer. It's an IPA that they say tastes just like Lucky Charms. The cereal, the beer is made by dumping pounds and pounds of marshmallows into the mix and using
quote, tropical fruity calypso hops.
Look, I'd try any kind of beer. I don't have a, I mean, it might be too much, but I'd still give it a
try. I would try, but the thing is, even if you nailed it and it tastes like Lucky Charms, I still don't want any more.
Mm-hmm. I mean, some ciders are too sweet for me.
Right.
I just don't imagine a child cereal-flavored beer is going to be good.
Yeah.
I think that's more the liquor world.
If it was more of a stout or something like that in that realm,
yeah,
maybe
stout
it would
make
work.
More sense, right.
But
I'm just saying, if you had a vodka, like I've had a bunch of vodkas that taste like different
cotton
flavors.
Candy, all the rest
but
of
but it's
crap.
Clear. It right? really doesn't and taste like anything to begin with.
And I'm like, that's or good, right?
Beer has a taste already.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if I want sweet beers.
Right, because plus you mix vodka with other stuff.
If I want a sweet beer, I'll drink a Busch.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to start crushing those new strawberry lemonade natties.
I'd do that in a minute. That's
yeah,
not
we
too
are.
Much. That's
my
not
buddy Weave, he even tweeted the he tweeted us at the Men's Room Live, and he's like, they're great.
He's had them.
He has.
He vouched for them.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all over it.
All right, like sticking with drinkable stuff here. Let's see. You guys ever finish off a bag of chips or whatever, and you kind of like dump the chips? Have you guys done this? You dump the chips in your mouth?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I feel like everybody should do that.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, you don't want to eat a whole bag of chips, but commitment.
I do the same thing
You've
with
made
a can
it that
of Pringles,
far.
Man. A boom.
Yeah. A Japanese company is selling a new product called one-hand chips. They'll come pre-crushed, so essentially you drink them straight out of the bag. Your hands don't get all greasy.
Jesus Christ. No. Too much.
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't you also just take a bag of any chips
and smash them?
Just
right,
smash
exactly.
them?
Right.
Okay, come on.
Ted smash.
We'll do it for you.
Freshly smashed.
Why don't they just go ahead and chew your food in advance and sell that?
Yeah, like, remember being in grade school, somebody had a bag of chips and you walk by and you stick
bam.
Your fist at them.
Yeah.
Right.
Poke a hole in their burger.
Mm-hmm.
With your finger?
Yeah. God, that was irritating.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Still to come and drink and tell us with a shot of the day. Noah Sherlock is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Still to come and drink and tell us with a shot of the day. Another round of profile that's on the way as well. But first, our own Steve the Thrill Hill combs the globe.
Exit.
Looking for stories with headlines that scream.
Well, no, Sherlock.
This one came to me from listener Eric. It says the leading cause of obesity in cats and dogs is overfeeding.
Oh, no, Sherlock.
Turns out most of our pets will eat exactly as much food as we give them. We continue. Having kids won't make you happier unless you have plenty of money.
Well, what do you know about that? No, Sherlock.
You're going to need it.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, is that the same thing that said the cost is like $286,000?
It's something like that. Keep in mind, you know, anytime you read that study, they said, look, if you have a kid in your house for 18 years, it'll cost X amount. By the next year, it's going to cost you more.
Yeah.
Like, you put that, like, right, if things stay the same.
This year,
for
the 12 days of
years,
Christmas is going to be more than it was last year.
Right, because inflation goes up, right. Everything else stays stagnant, right? The economy is garbage. All right, again, on the parenting tip, parents' sleep may suffer for 6 years after baby arrives.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No Sherlock.
Who wrote that, a 12-year-old?
I don't know. Look, if you don't know that, don't have kids. I would just suggest that much. We continue. Women are attracted to men their own age. Men are attracted to women under 24.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No Sherlock.
That's a study they did, yeah. Turned out Playboy was onto something by not putting, like, 7-year-old women in. Who knew? R. Kelly was arrested on 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse.
No, Sherlock!
Only 20 years later. Glad they finally got around to that.
Yeah. They went and ate fast food. I'm sure they're pumped about that.
Right. What was it? He walked out, smoking a cigar, ate some fast food.
No, he walked out, right, went to a fast food joint, and then went to a cigar lounge.
Ah, you're so apologetic.
Mm-hmm.
A company's 4-day work week test is a huge success. More productivity, lower stress.
No, Sherlock.
Well, no goddamn kidding. No goddamn kidding. One way to know is this. Every single time you do a survey and ask people would they do 4-10s, right?
Like, yeah.
95 respondents say yes. So, I mean, if you cannot register this, we can't help you. People have made it very clear. If you want better productivity, there it is right in front of you.
It's kind of amazing with the technology and everything else and how stuff is advanced. But still, like, it's like, well, you got to come in this many days or be here at that time.
Well, it's like anything, you know, and technology can improve, but it depends what human beings choose to do with it, right? So what we've learned with Facebook and all these other things, people are still stupid. It doesn't matter that you have infinite knowledge at your fingertips at light speed, people still make the decision like the guy that dropped his testicles in the salsa. Right, you did it. The only reason anyone found out is because you recorded it and then posted it to social media.
So the technology's there, but that guy's still an idiot. A damn shame. Alex Rodriguez is loving life watching Jennifer Lopez practice pole dancing for her upcoming movie.
Oh, no, Sherlock!
So the guy that's married to Jennifer Lopez and gets to watch her practice pole dancing, for he's happy about that. Huh.
Nice.
Never guess that. Red Sox owner John Henry says spending more tends to help teams win.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No Sherlock.
Yeah, because all his teams win.
Yeah, basically, right?
Yeah, like he owns a couple different kind of franchises, and they're pretty good. And they spend some money.
Study finds that most flat earthers get their facts, quote unquote, from YouTube.
Well, what do you know about that? No Sherlock!
Says here, Americans would be cool with another commercial holiday if it were one where we bought stuff for ourselves.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. Sherlock.
Oh, I get it.
Did you really have to ask people, like, all right, it's another one of these?
You need a holiday to go shopping for yourself. Huh?
But you get to buy yourself a gift.
I forgot to get myself a Christmas gift this year.
Isn't Christmas the only time where you're buying stuff for other people other than their birthdays and special
occasions? Valentine's Day?
For the most part, don't you normally buy your stuff?
With the exception of children. Yeah, everything else I purchase is for me.
Yeah, but isn't it? I think it's more like you buy it because you need it or whatever.
Right, I'm going to buy the TV. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm going to buy myself the like every year before Christmas, right? Lexus does those ads, and it's the idea you wake up on Christmas morning, and you walk outside, and there's a big bow in the Lexus. I'm like, who are you advertising to? You know what I mean? Like, look, I can tell you what you're not going to get for Christmas. Tax refunds are smaller, and people are ticked.
No, Sherlock!
And one last one for you. The World Bank, these are very smart people. The World Bank says poor people need more money.
Well, no, Sherlock!
Thank you, Steve. All right, Wobbin, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drinking time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see the thrill hell to find out who we're toasting. Yes, indeed. And today, we would like to toast the fast thinkers at the medical profession over in Nettleham, Lincolnshire, England. Story's a bit complicated, but essentially, there's a woman driving down the road. She tried to turn right, but she hit an oncoming car. Now, paramedics, they rush to the scene. They realize, oh my God, she's 8 months pregnant, and she's in bad, bad shape. They rush her off to the hospital. Doctors immediately say, man, we don't even know if we can save her, but let's do an emergency C-section and at least save the child. Now, the sad news is that the mother passed on. She didn't make it as a result of damages from the accident she was in. And as far as the baby goes, they couldn't save the baby because when they cut her open, she wasn't pregnant.
Oh, golly.
She was not pregnant. She was not pregnant. So they get there, they cut her belly open like, oh, our bad, man. There's no baby in there. Apparently, she has something, I don't know, it's like MS or something, all right? But her belly was distended. So the paramedics made the assumption when they saw her that she's 8 months pregnant, rushed her to the hospital. They go in there, they didn't do an ultrasound, nothing.
Oh, that was that big of a wreck and that bad of a wreck. Maybe they didn't know, like, what shape.
But they took her to the hospital.
Exactly. Without question.
I mean, I would think. But no, they did. But either way, the good news is it did not affect her. She died from the result of her injuries from the crash. But yeah, they cut her open for the emergency or as the headline says, doctors carried out emergency C-section on crash victim who wasn't pregnant. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy. Yay. So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 now, 844-999-HOLA.
Hola, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.